Time now for the 12:15 news, brought to you by Boyd Furniture and Mattress Center in downtown Wayne City, where you get everyday low prices on Serta, Ashley, Catnapper, and Benchcraft furniture. Today's WFIW-WOKZ weather forecast calls for a 50% chance for rain with a high of 80 tonight, cloudy with a low of 66. I'm Jeff Vaughn reporting the news. Fairfield Public School District 112 will conduct parent-teacher conferences at Northside and Center Street schools on October 27th and 28th. Conferences on the 27th will be from 3 to 7, and those on the 28th will be from 3 to 6:30. Dates and times will be arranged with teachers, and grades will be issued at the conferences or mailed to the home. Due to COVID-19 restrictions, all participants must wear a face covering and certify temperature and symptom screening upon arrival. School will not be in session for students on October 29th. Anyone with questions can call Northside at 842-6501 or Center Street at 842-2679. More news next.
In today's environment, being able to do all of your banking from home is not only convenient, but a necessity. People's National Bank makes it easy for you to do your banking without actually going to the bank. From online banking, mobile banking, free mobile deposit, to transferring funds and paying bills, it's easy and convenient for you to do your banking all from your mobile phone or computer. Get started by going to peoplesnationalbank.com to sign up for online banking today. People's National Bank, making it easy to bank from anywhere. Member FDIC.
In other news, two Fairfield residents were booked in the Wayne County Jail last night. Fairfield police arrested 19-year-old Tanner A. Burgess on a Wayne County warrant for obstructing justice. He was taken to the jail and held, pending the posting of $1,020 bond. County deputies arrested 59-year-old Philip K. Bailey on charges of possession of methamphetamine and driving with a suspended or revoked license. He was held in the jail, pending an appearance before a judge to set bond. The Fairfield Coin Club held its 51st annual coin show and auction this past Sunday at Northside Grade School. Approximately 180 people attended. Each year, the club awards two $500 scholarships to Frontier Community College, and this year's recipients were Brandon Lane and Alexia Gonzalez. Both are FCHS graduates. Lane graduated in 2021 and wants to go into physical therapy, while Gonzalez graduated in 2020 and is in the FCC nursing program. To date, the club has awarded $26,000 in total scholarships. Danny Watson, W.L. Tolliver, Madison Watson, Raylan Watson, and Voris Miller won hourly door prizes of a 2022 Red Book. Andrew Smith won the penny stacking contest with a 4-inch stack. He was awarded a Franklin half dollar. Raffle prizes were won by Stephen Taylor, Larry Easley, Galen Dunn, Donovan Scales, Gary Easley, Dean Lewis, Ed Prince, Seth Garrett, Lisa Evans, Tom Lowry, Dennis Marshall, and John Donahoe. This year's officers include President and Bourse Chair Roberta Marshall, Vice President Larry Cobble, and Secretary Josh Isle. Directors are James Isle, Danny Isle, Maynard Doty, Clint Hayes, Judy Simmons, and Dwayne Thomason. The club thanks those who attended, as well as the school for the venue and Little Buddy's Barbecue for food service. The FBI Springfield Division is offering a $10,000 reward to anyone with information leading to the arrest and conviction of the subjects involved in the August 22nd murder of Keyshawna Jackson in Carbondale. Carbondale police are offering $5,000 in addition to the FBI total. They say there may have been multiple shooters involved in the incident and numerous witnesses. Anyone with information should call FBI Springfield at 217-522-9675, Carbondale Police at 618-457-3200, or Crime Stoppers at 549-2677. Phone numbers for tips can be found on our headlines page. Jackson was attending a party in August when police responded to a report of shots fired, and she was found in a yard with a gunshot wound. She was taken to a hospital and later pronounced deceased, and three others were wounded. The Fairfield City Council met last night and approved spending $7,600 in recreation funds for the Kiwanis Christmas Parade on December 4th and a portable ice skating rink and trackless train the weekend of the 17th. The city will charge for admission and skate rental, which should offset much of the cost. The 30-by-90-foot ice rink will be set up in the 100 block of Northeast 3rd Street the weekend before Christmas. Recreation money is funded by the hotel motel tax and can only be used for specific activities. The council also approved a street closing for the Christmas parade. Kiwanis member Terry Prizer addressed aldermen, saying this would be the organization's 25th year of parade sponsorship. She said they were happy to have the city's assistance, adding they are actively seeking donations to cover the remaining cost. Donations can be made to any Kiwanis member. In other action, a request by the Elks to extend hours for liquor sales from 11:30 p.m. to 2 o'clock a.m. at its Halloween party was unanimously approved. Aldermen also approved a 20-year lease agreement with the Park District for the golf course. Save-A-Lot's Tim McBride purchased property at the corner of Northwest 7th and Water Streets with a $2,500 bid, and Jeremy Witter with Iconic purchased property at 1471 South 1st with a $20,000 bid. The sales came after a public hearing prior to the meeting. The council awarded a nearly $48,000 bid to Walters Buildings for work on a carport structure and a more than $34,000 bid to O'Daniel Asphalt for resurfacing work at the police department. An ongoing grant will cover the cost, and the project should complete grant-related work. In his report at last night's meeting, Mayor Mike Dreith said street and bridge lead man Robert Camp has volunteered his crew to repair roads at Maple Hill Cemetery. The project will cost about $15,000 in asphalt, and it puts an end to talks with Connor & Connor Engineering to design a repair project. The mayor says the city has several outstanding issues to address in relation to trash service, and it had a meeting scheduled with Sunrise Sanitation for this morning. Police have spoken to approximately 100 people about the condition of their properties or non-operational vehicles, resulting in about 25 citations since May. The mayor says, while those are small victories, he plans to work with the legislative committee to propose new tools to effect change. Fairfield Police reported 15 warrant arrests in September, along with 7 misdemeanors and 1 felony. Officers wrote 15 warnings for ordinance violations and responded to 12 crashes. They also had 65 traffic stops, resulting in 29 citations. The fire department reported 1 structure fire, 1 cooking fire, and 1 vehicle fire in September, along with 55 EMS assists, 1 gas leak, and 1 call for unauthorized burning. Mayor Dreith says the city website has seen a 54% bump in views since hiring RJ Marketing to manage it and merging with the chamber. New pages are added weekly, and he, Claire Vaughn, and Libby Lingefelter meet weekly to discuss strategy. The Albion Liquor Commission met last night and voted down a request from the Albion 66 Nap Mart to sell individual alcoholic drinks. The vote was 2-1 against the request, which had been made in an attempt to obtain a gaming license from the state. The station currently has a license to sell alcohol and spirits. The commission also voted to allow the transfer of the bowling alley liquor license to the new owners of Spare Time Bowling Center. Joe Rivers was the previous owner. Due to unforeseen circumstances, Fairfield Memorial Hospital has canceled its 5K trick-or-trot event that had been scheduled for this Saturday. The hospital thanked those who pre-registered, and it said anyone who did or who purchased a pancake ticket should contact Marketing Director Shauna Williams at 847-8242 for a refund and to receive their T-shirt. The Hamilton County Health Department announced 6 new cases of COVID-19 since Friday, bringing its total to 1,300. 6 people were in isolation. White County added 16 cases since Saturday and sat at 3,018. Jefferson County reported 56 cases since Saturday, including 10 yesterday. The State Department of Public Health announced 7,862 new cases of COVID-19 since Friday afternoon and 64 additional deaths. Statewide totals sat at 1,657,970 cases and 25,288 deaths. The southern region had a 7-day positivity rate of 4% on the 9th, down from 4.1% on the 8th. Its 7-day average availability for ICU beds was down slightly to 15%, though that is markedly higher than the 5% mark 1 month ago. The state of Illinois is partnering with the Fairfield Seventh-day Adventist Church today for a free COVID-19 vaccine clinic. The walk-in clinic will run until 5 o'clock at 1113 Southwest 6th Street. All 3 vaccines will be offered. Fall harvest continues to move along, as we hear in the latest statewide weekly crop report with Kim Howard.
It was warmer and wetter for most of the state this past week, with an average of about 4 days suitable for field work, says crop statistician Mark Scheusener.
For crop progress, 55% of corn acres have been harvested compared to 42% 1 year ago and 46% for the 5 year average. Corn conditions were nearly unchanged at 7% very poor to poor, 23% fair, and 70% good to excellent. For soybeans, 97% of acres were turning color compared to 96% normally. 87% of acres were dropping leaves compared to 89% normally. And soybean harvest reached 43% finished compared to 52% 1 year ago and 45% for the 5 year average.
Soybean conditions declined slightly to 71% in good to excellent condition. 21% of winter wheat has been planted and 7% emerged. Average statewide topsoil moisture increased to 4% very short, 17% short, 74% adequate, and 5% surplus. At the state capitol, I'm Kim Howard.
Illinois State Police say people may be seeing more motorcycles on roads than they may be used to at this time of year. Trooper Josh Carondo says motorcycles and other vehicles must share the road, so it's important for everyone to pay attention to their surroundings and be respectful of one another.
It's going to look different in your mirror that they're not taking up the whole lane. It's a very small vehicle, so you got to do your due diligence to see if you can find that vehicle. So check twice, make sure there is nothing in that lane before you change lanes, or make sure there's nobody coming at you when you're passing. Make sure you're passing in a designated passing area, and there is absolutely nobody coming at you if you're on a two-lane road.
State police say bikers should check their protective gear, including helmets, inspect their bikes for any maintenance issues, and take a refresher course if they haven't ridden for a while. More information can be found at startseeingmotorcycles.org. Officials with the Illinois Department of Ag say attendance at the DuCoin State Fair jumped 22% over its total in 2019. The pandemic forced the cancellation of the 2020 edition. More than 150,000 visitors entered the gates at DuCoin in late August and early September, and grandstand shows drew the highest attendance since 2012. Band REO Speedwagon led the way by selling 4,000 tickets out of the 20,870 showgoers. The fair generated an estimated $1.2 million in revenue, the sixth highest in the past 20 years. The Illinois State Fair in Springfield saw a 7.7% drop in attendance from 2019. That's the news. Area deaths next.
8 providers with 50 years combined experience, 6 locations. Wabash General Hospital makes it easy for you to choose your own care. Get award-winning orthopedic care when and where you need it with no referral necessary. Learn more about the Wabash General Hospital Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Team by calling Wabash General Hospital at 618-263-6400. Wabash General Hospital. People you know, helping people you love.
For happy Halloween weekends, I'm going to be a soaring thunderbird.
I'll be a real bird, the raven, flying through the woods and over the water.
I'm feeling like a pilgrim on the voyage, going over one of the world's steepest drops.
Huh, guess I'm a mind reader. I already bought our Holiday World tickets.
Wow! Yeah!
Woo! Be whatever you want at Holiday World each weekend through October. Do a corn maze, walk through the scare B&B, and go trick-or-treating. Get tickets at holidayworld.com.
Currently in Fairfield, it's 74. It's time now to check the latest stock market numbers brought to you by Andrew Diesel, your Edward Jones financial advisor, located at 101 East Delaware Suite A in Fairfield. The Dow was at 34,323. That is down 55 points. The NASDAQ is at 14,529, up 63. November crude oil, it's at $80.55. That is down 9 cents. This is Derek Dunn reporting for WFIW News.
Local and area deaths brought to you by Nails Funeral Home in Fairfield and Albion. Nails Funeral Home, locally owned and operated, serving the area with professionalism and care in your family's time of need. 78-year-old Wayne City resident Jacqueline Payne died on Sunday. Jackie Payne is survived by her daughter Mary, several grandchildren and great-grandchildren, sister Barbie, and several nieces and nephews. Visitation will be today from 5 to 8 at Huey Funeral Home in Mount Vernon. Services will be Thursday at 10 at St. Mary Immaculate Conception Catholic Church in Mount Vernon, and interment will be at Thomason Cemetery. 84-year-old Albion resident John W. Shelby died on Sunday. John Shelby is survived by children Roger, Rhonda, Roseanne, and Rebecca, 6 grandchildren, and 2 great-grandchildren. Services will be held Friday at 10 at West Village Christian Church Cemetery. Ingram Meredith Funeral Home is in charge of arrangements. 5-year-old Wheeler Lee Humphrey died on October 8th. Wheeler Humphrey is survived by parents Travis and Savannah, sisters Renly and Joplin, 6 grandparents, 17 aunts and uncles, and numerous cousins. Services will be held Saturday at 10 at Young Funeral Home. Visitation will be Friday from 3 to 8, and burial will be at Thomason Cemetery. 46-year-old Fairfield resident Kim R. Shelton died on Friday. Services will be held Thursday at 1 at Johnson & Vaughn Funeral Home. Visitation will be from noon to service time. 83-year-old Fairfield resident Ben A. Klein died on Monday. Services will be held Friday at 11 at Maple Hill Cemetery. Johnson & Vaughn Funeral Home is in charge of arrangements. 87-year-old Fairfield resident Douglas E. Baker died on Saturday. Services will be held today at 1 at Johnson & Vaughn Funeral Home, and burial will be in Maple Hill Cemetery. 72-year-old Marty Truster died on September 26th. Services will be held Saturday at 10 at Kirkwood Baptist Church. Interment will be Sunday at 2 in Big Prairie Cemetery. And a reminder, our obituaries are updated regularly at WFIWradio.com. I'm Jeff Vaughn reporting.
Are you tired of heavy menstrual cycles? There's nothing normal about heavy bleeding. What if you could undergo an office procedure to stop heavy bleeding and return to work in just days? Ask the doctors at Asbury & Associates about NovaSure Ablation. This non-invasive procedure is performed in our office, reducing the cost for our patients. NovaSure, a quick, safe, and simple procedure to correct your heavy cycles and restart your life. Asbury & Associates, with locations in Southern Illinois to serve you.
I'm Jeremy Smith, and here's your Classic Hits WFIW 104.9 forecast. Today is calling for a 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Mostly cloudy skies with a high near 80. Overnight tonight will be mostly cloudy with a low around 66. Tomorrow's calling for a 50% chance of showers and storms. Mostly cloudy, high around 80 and a low of 64. And showers and storms are possible on Friday as well. Friday's high will be 75 with a low of 46.